This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
When you think of hospital food, do you think of this?
A local winter squash delicata, and to accompany it is a little bit of a pomegranate green tea foam and some pomegranate seeds.
That's Brian Ray, executive chef of the Leahy Clinic North Shore. He was talking about the winter squash delicata and all that other good stuff at last year's Massachusetts Health Council Hospital Chef Challenge. That's right, a contest among hospital chefs, and it's happening again this year. Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, has been writing about the event and about how far hospital food has come. And Carrie, good to see you.
Great to be here, Anthony.
So I have to say now, in my experience, hospital food, not so good. Lots of Jell-O and kind of cold, dry scoops of mashed potatoes. What were your initial thoughts when you heard about this event?
Yes, they were very similar. In fact, I thought it sounded like sort of an oxymoron, like yummy and hospital food. No, those don't go together. So that's what piqued my interest.
So are more hospitals making a commitment to good food these days?
Well, it certainly sounds that way, and it seems to fit into what we've been writing about on Common Health lately, that hospitals are trying harder to sort of market themselves. Patients are also consumers, and so they are trying to appeal in a very broad way. And when I thought about it, I realized that it does kind of make sense that hospitals can actually be leaders in terms of showing us how we can take healthy food and actually try to make it delicious as well, because a hospital isn't going to be able to feed you foie gras and bacon. You know, they've got to keep your sodium down, your sugar down, your fat down. And if they can actually make it tasty as well, we could actually learn quite a bit from them.
Yeah, it seems like a good opportunity. Now, you're getting a lot of traffic on Common Health about this. What are you hearing from people about the state of hospital food?
Well, it's been very interesting. We have gotten quite a few comments, and it sounds like the picture is very mixed. Some people are saying, oh, the food was awful, it was bland, it was terrible. And then other people are saying, I couldn't believe how good the food was. So this is an unscientific sampling, but my sense is that it's very variable out there.
Well, let's get a voice into this conversation from inside a hospital kitchen. Jim Boyd is executive chef at Children's Hospital in Boston. And Chef Boyd, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about your experience as a chef. I understand you've been in the hospital food business since you were 16. Is that right?
Yes, I have.
So tell me how you got into it.
I got into it as the dishwasher part-time, working. Of course, they were short one night, and they needed someone to work on their grill, and they asked me if I could help out. And then I helped out, and then I kind of got interested in cooking, and from there on in, I just worked my way up to being a chef.
So you've been listening to our conversation with Carrie Goldberg here. Are hospital kitchens making a commitment to make the food taste better?
Yes, absolutely. From what's happening in the food industry in hospitals is phenomenal. You're looking at hospital food like it's more like a restaurant. You're going to go in, you're going to be able to order stuff to order, you're going to see it cooked in front of you to order, and it's really, in nutritional-wise and healthy-wise, it's much better for you.
So give me a sample. What's on Chef Boyd's menu today at Children's Hospital? What's the house special?
What's the house special? On our theme, we're actually doing a nice little stir-fry. It's a healthy, it's a turkey, a low-sodium turkey sauteed with fresh vegetables and a little bit of garlic and oil, and that's it.
All right. And Jim, some of the challenges you face in making food taste good, I mean, what are the challenges in the typical hospital kitchen? Because obviously you don't have the kind of resources as, say, a fancy restaurant in downtown Boston, for example.
Well, the challenges mostly dealing with us is mostly all the allergies and the patients that have certain allergies and certain restrictions that they're not be able to have what everybody else can have. So to make someone with a peanut allergy or someone that's on a gluten-free diet to make that food nice and tasteful, so this way they'll come back and order it again, that's the challenge that we have every day.
Right. And now, Chef Boyd, you're going to be competing at this event that we mentioned at the beginning of the show, correct?
Yes, I am.
And any tips? I know you don't want to give away any secrets, but can you offer some of the chefs who are competing up there any tips?
Well, my tip this year is last year I came in third. I thought I had a great dish. I thought it would be first, but it wasn't, so I came in third. So this year I'm looking to go for first. So what I'm doing is doing something seasonal. I'm doing something that will be fresh and will be cooked to order at the competition itself.
All right. Well, Carrie, no one wishes you a trip to a hospital anytime soon, but do you fear hospital food any less since you took on writing this article?
I suppose, yes, I do. Although I must say that one of the most useful things that came out of the article for me was that people sent in some suggestions for the best restaurants nearby certain downtown hospitals. So now I know next time I'm in the hospital where to get my burritos ordered in.
I'm going to be round my vegetables. I'm going to chop down my vegetables.
Well, that's Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Thanks so much, Carrie.
Thank you, Anthony.
And Jim Boyd, executive chef at Children's Hospital in Boston. Thank you, and good luck at the Chef Challenge later this month.
Thank you very much.
If you brought a big brown bag of them home, I'd jump up and down and hope you'd toss me a carrot.
And you can learn more about the competition and find a link to Carrie's Common Health article on our website, radioboston.org. And while you're there, let us know your thoughts on hospital cuisine, the good, the bad, and maybe even the delicious.